Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here.
No, we don't.
Superintendent with District 15, Middlebury and Southbury. Good morning, Joshua.
Good to have you on, Mr. Superintendent.
Morning. How are you? Can you hear?
Fine.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Got you. We got you now. Quickly, just, you know, with this news about the Pfizer vaccine, do you end up coordinating to get your, like, your high school taken care of, or how does that work?
Sure. So we actually announced a clinic yesterday. We started sign-ups Friday. We have about 380 doses that we'll be giving out students age 12 to 18. We filled that clinic up in about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
So wait, so you're just, obviously, you know what's going to happen and you know it'll be available. So you already got the green light to go set it all up.
Yeah, so we knew, it's been kind of talked about for a couple of weeks now that Wednesday is kind of the day that the FDA will give the emergency approval. So to help families plan, it's hard if we announced it on Thursday for Friday. It's just a quick turnaround. So we started planning about maybe 2 weeks ago in anticipation. And then, yesterday morning about 10 o'clock, I think I sent out the link to parents to register. And by 12:15, all of those slots had been served. And we still have families trying to get in. So we'll work with other districts in the region and try to get needles in arms of anybody that wants it.
How are you going to work that? I mean, you do it the class, you set up someplace. What happens?
Sure. So right now our high school is on a hybrid day. So all the students come in till noon. Serving lunch has been the biggest challenge. And the high school is the most dense school. So we release students at noon and they go home and they log in the afternoon. So our high school is pretty much empty of students by about 12:30. So our clinics are going to run in the afternoon.
Okay.
Parents come in with their student, and then, that's we're going to work through it pretty quickly.
Is this a game changer? You haven't had your prom yet, have you?
We've not. Our prom is scheduled for June 6th and 7th.
So is this a game changer now? Would you even want to push it back to maybe if everyone's fully vaccinated, you can have a legit old school party?
Well, we're going to the reality is getting all the students 14 days past their second dose.
Right, it's unrealistic.
It's probably unrealistic. So we set the prom up early June 1 because of tent availability. It's a scarcity. And then this way we have a gap in between the prom and graduation if any students need to quarantine or anything like that.
We got to mention that Pomperog High School, let's talk about academics for a minute, is very highly rated. It truly is. Newsweek magazine, I think they're one of the top 3%, I think it is, in the country. That's quite an impressive record there.
Thank you. We have a really high quality staff, teachers pretty dedicated. Our administrators, our families are dedicated, and that really is part of the reason we've been open since September, is that we just had a community and a teaching staff that said, we're going to go in and we're going to do the best we can as long as we can, and we've been in pretty much every day since
Good
September.
Deal.
And,
we're talking with Josh.
That commitment speaks to why the school is so successful and the district is so highly rated.
We're talking with Joshua Smith, superintendent in District 15, Middlebury, Southbury. I'm just curious, you know, outside of, you know, sort of the formal talking points of this kind of conversation, what level of kid do you think was hurt the most by this whole pandemic?
I don't know about, like, if there's a specific level. I think it really came down to just the whole community structure. I mean, I think that we were able to open because we've had relatively small class sizes that provided distance. I think you have families that, you know, the interesting thing that we learned through this process is really how many services schools provide in addition to education, you know, and being a warm, safe place that students could go is part of the commitment that we make to communities and part of the service that parents need from us, you know, and regardless if you're a more affluent community or a struggling community, parents need to go to work and schools are an important part of that. And that's not to say that any of our educators are childcare, but we do provide an element of that.
Right, sure.
And that's the, the place that it was a downward spiral for parents when we closed.
Yeah.
You know, childcare became a problem and put them in conflict between their job and their families. And I think those are the children that struggle the most.
How, we've talked about this occasionally with other districts. What's going on as far as sports? Are you doing like baseball and some of the spring sports, track, things of that sort?
We are. We actually had track meet last night. We've had sports. Pretty much every sport is running. The advantage, really, of spring sports is that they're all outdoors.
Right.
So, you know, the challenge of, we ran a basketball season, we ran an indoor swim season, but they were much more restrictive and structured differently. Now with everything outside, even like lacrosse games and track meets, students aren't masked when they're competing. They're masked when they're on the sidelines, but spectators and distancing are far more practical in an outdoor environment.
You know, I'm taking sort of an informal poll with all these superintendents and principals that we have on. I'm curious, are snow days still going to exist in District 15?
Oh.
So I'd say, I laugh, about 6 years ago, I was part of a group that really pushed the State Department for remote learning days, really as a result of the tornado that came through Western Connecticut and
right.
impacted schools. It wasn't really, at the time, the conversation wasn't about what faced us now. I think the irony of all of this is I'm probably not in the camp that snow days are going to go away completely. I think on those storms that we know 3 days in advance we're getting a foot of snow, I think everybody can adjust and plan. I don't know that I'm going to make a 4 o'clock in the morning snowfall that says we're going remote today.
Yeah.
I think that, again, for families and students and teachers to adjust that significantly last minute is really complicated.
Yeah.
But if we know gearing up, or if we have another event like a tornado that takes us out
right.
for multiple, I think those are opportunities for us.
But you have a template in place, right?
With yeah, you're the remote set to go.
Learning.
You're good.
I don't know. It's just the plan I am pushing, the Brian Shackman Snow Day plan, is you do remote in the morning, and then you let them play after lunch, and then you get credit for the day, so you still get out on time in the spring.
Don't listen to him.
And the kids have some fun, and they learn
don't
a little bit.
Don't listen to him.
That, to me, is the home run.
Well,
Brian Shackman Snow Day plan.
This year, we invented the half-day snow day.
Right.
See?
Which was exactly that.
Okay. Just checking.
So,
let's keep it.
You know, especially with K-5 students, you know, students that are young, it's a long day, and there's a lot of stamina needed to be remote for an extended period.
Yeah.
And so we did call at least one, maybe two of the half-day snow days, and it was trying to, all of this year has been trying to find balance
right.
between kind of being a family and being a kid and going to school academic rigor and just trying to find balance. And I laugh. That half-day snow day got a lot of traction.
See, he's not wrong.
Right?
Brian, you're ahead of your time. I can't believe it. All right. Hey, thank you very much for being on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you later.
Joshua Smith, Superintendent, District 15, Middlebury, Southbury.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.